It's something which is so painful to the general citizens of Zimbabwe. The president is using the taxpayers' money to celebrate his birthday. They are splashing something like 1 million. Yet Zimbabweans are even failing to have $1 to use a day. So it's something that is painful. I can't support that. We, general Zimbabweans, we don't support that.
And we know that the president has actually turned 91 and is still ruling Zimbabwe. What do you think about this?
Even Don Jeffrey Nijas, he knows that he has failed Zimbabweans. Clinging to power, he is afraid of being exposed of his past. So a message to Zimbabweans that he must go, he must resign to pave a way for a better Zimbabwe, for a better future of our kids.
You know, there are some certain critics, Mr. Spanda, who say that you actually deserve the leader that you have. And at the end of the day, they are saying there are some people who are voting for the president. So why complain when the president is being voted in by the Zimbabweans?
He voted for himself. Nobody voted for that man. He rigged the elections. That's the naked truth. Everybody knows that. He rigged the elections. Imagine, in 1980, he got something like 61%, and everybody loved him by that time. Now, after he has failed, he has ruined everything in Zimbabwe. He claims to have 63%. Is that normal and is that possible?
So now, for how long are Zimbabweans going to complain, you know, about the president ruining Zimbabwe and all those kind of things? Some in Zanu PF would say you are just daydreamers, right?
Yeah, they may say that because opinions are free. And after we have to respect their right of choosing the leader they want. But the truth is that leader has failed us. The only thing that we can do as Zimbabweans is to rise up against him. We must say that against him. Tell him to resign. That's all. He must go.